Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we bring you an episode of our special holiday musical, The Innkeeper's Wife.
Mara, I finished putting out the feed for the chickens. What's next?
Go to the well and fetch some more water, and be quick about it. The next days blurred together like watercolours in the rain. Every morning I woke thinking surely today the flood would slow, surely we'd reach the limits of what our little inn could hold. I was wrong. Every time. They came from everywhere. The roads that had been quiet for generations suddenly carried the entire scattered house of David back to its root. Farmers and merchants, scholars and shepherds, the wealthy and the wanting, all of them funneled through our doors, looking for a place to lay their heads. And every single one of them had a story.
My donkey ran off with a caravan headed the opposite direction, so I've been chasing rumors of the creature for 3 towns now, and think I might just let him start a new life without me.
I left home with a single barley round wrapped in cloth, and by the time I reached your doorstep, it had dwindled to crumbs and the faint memory of my mother's kitchen.
My wife says we're here because of the census, but between you and me, I think she just wanted a break from my mother's very strong opinions.
My husband swore we'd reach Bethlehem before nightfall, but the sun has set 3 times since then, and I'm beginning to suspect he has no idea where we are.
You're in the right place. This is Bethlehem. Welcome.
They come from the east and west. They come from the north and south. Invited to join with fellow travelers as guests and dwell for a spell in this rooming house. The census has called them here in the shadow of Herod's mound. David's descendants from far and near.
They come from the dales, they come now, entreating me to find balm for their weary limbs, shelter for man and beast, a little light drawn from our hearth, a quiet grace to soothe.
Innkeeper. Innkeeper, my good man. Bartholomew, Bar Jonas of Alexandria, has arrived.
Good to meet you, sir. How may I help you?
You may help me by showing me to my room.
That might not be possible. We have a lot of demand tonight.
My dear fellow, I am a merchant of Egyptian cotton. I supply half the temples in Judea. Surely you have a room befitting a man of my considerable standing.
We have a corner, near the hearth. It's warm and relatively quiet after midnight.
A corner. Did you say a corner?
With a wool blanket, our best one.
From a villa in Alexandria to a corner. What would my mother say?
She'd say, stop complaining and be grateful you're not sleeping in the street.
Ha, ha, ha. I like her. Remind me to sell her something later. Ha, indeed.
Please, please, is there room? Any room at all?
Where have you come from?
Joppa. My husband was from Bethlehem, but he passed last winter. The census requires us to register in his ancestral city.
You traveled alone? With the boy?
There was no one else.
There's a space in the upper room. It's crowded, but...
Thank you. Thank you. We don't need much space. Tamir and I, we can make ourselves small.
Mama, I'm hungry.
Well, we can't have that, can we? Ezra, take this young man to the kitchen. I believe there's bread and honey with his name on it.
You're kind, kinder than most we've met on the road.
Kindness costs nothing. Now go, rest. You look like you haven't slept in days.
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
What is that? It sounds like. Is it?
It's singing.
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from?
Oh, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip.
He who watches over you will not slumber.
Indeed, he who watches over Israel
will neither slumber nor sleep.
Shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will
keep you from all harm.
He will watch over your life.
The Lord will watch over your coming and going, watch and forevermore.
He watches over you.
He watches over me.
Oh.
No matter how far this road takes us.
Hello, hello, innkeeper. We are a family of seven, and we have come looking for shelter.
It was a long and arduous journey, but Elohim watched over us.
We recited that Psalm of Ascent every day on the road.
But today we thought we would sing it.
That was not the only words of comfort. We also recited the words of Solomon.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight.
Ah, yes, amen.
Unfortunately, we have no more room here in the inn.
But my wife has a sister who has a house not too far from her. I can take you there. It's not much and it will be tight, but at least it will be warm and safe.
Thank you, innkeeper. In our hearts we plan the course, but the Lord establishes our steps.
Caesar sat upon his throne in Rome, decreed the world be counted every home. He thought he moved the pieces on the board, but greater hands were working, hands unseen ignored. A carpenter packed up his tools one night. His young wife wrapped her shawl against the bite. They planned a quiet life, a simple way. But something else was written for their day.
We make our plans, we chart our course, we think we know the way.
But heaven's working out a purpose
beyond what we can say.
The road may twist, the path may turn to places unforeseen. Disruption is a grace we've never dreamed. We make our plans, but God directs our steps. An innkeeper prepared for busy days, more guests than beds, a profit turning phase. He didn't know his crowded little space would hold the hope of all the human race. A shepherd on a hillside planned for sleep, just another night of watching sheep. He couldn't know that by the break of day he'd kneel before a king laid in the hay. Oh, the emperor moved nations with his pen, while the almighty smiled and moved. the Maker's greater law.
To be continued.